There with Cross Country Mortgage. If you're in the market to buy a home, this message is for you. My team and I are experts at providing hands-on assistance to getting your home financing done fast and with confidence. Folks, I've been helping people obtain the right financing for nearly two decades. This experience has helped hundreds of homeowners get through some challenging situations. Maybe you're a property investor, or how about a first-time home buyer? Divorces are very complicated, and you need my experience to understand what your mortgage options are. Inherited property or rent-to-own agreements are also my specialty. Financing a home is a huge transaction in your life. When combined with a challenging situation, you need the advice and confidence to do it right. If you're ready for a great lending experience, call 707-583-8100. That's 707-583-8100. Or visit georgiadare.com. That's georgiadare.com.
Cross Country Mortgage, NMLS ID 2039, and Georgia Dare, NMLS ID 245370. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
If you want to get super strong, super fast, go super slow at Inform Fitness Personal Training Studio in Rohnert Park.
Increase your energy levels, muscle tone, and lean muscle mass with their 20-minute once or twice per week workout.
This is Kathy Slack from the Pointless Sisters Band. I've been working out with Cindy and Denise for almost a year, and I've gained strength in my abs, legs, and arms, and I'm losing weight.
Summer special. Buy 2 months, get the third free. No contracts. Inform Fitness, Rohnert Park. Call 707-385-9860.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
And this is Joe Pasquini at the KSRO Sports Desk. The first KSRO High School Game of the Week is over. The Novato Chevrolet High School Game of the Week, and it was a wild first half. Second half, Petaluma took control, and they beat Santa Rosa 53-34. It was an offensive first half, especially the first quarter. Six touchdowns in six possessions. Started off by Santa Rosa 2 minutes into the game. Trevor Anderson hit Mason Frost for a 61-yard touchdown, and it was 6-0 right off the bat, but the score came quick and rapid. The next time Petaluma had the ball, they drove right down the field.
Takes the snap, fakes the first handoff, hands it to the second back, and he's in for a touchdown. Joey Alioto into the end zone, untouched.
And we're going to hear Joey Alioto's name quite a bit as this highlight goes on. But we're also going to hear from Trevor Anderson on the very next drive. Only 30 seconds later, they were in the end zone again.
Two receivers left, two receivers right. Anderson drops back, and he lobs one over the middle, and it's caught! And he's going all the way. Number one, Roman Correa, caught a little pass. Anderson threw a beautiful touch pass. Correa caught the ball right at midfield and had too much speed. He went 50 yards into the end zone. Touchdown, Panthers.
8:19 to go in the first quarter. Santa Rosa had a 12-6 lead, but Petaluma, it was their running game against Santa Rosa's passing game. They took it down the field again, and then they showed they could throw too.
Hartman under center, two receivers right, fakes the handoff, and there he's throwing the ball, and it's wide open, touchdown.
That made it 13-12 as this extra point was good. Petaluma had their first lead of the night. Anderson hit Randy Clay for another 65-yard touchdown to take a 20-13 lead. Petaluma ran out the first quarter, and Santa Rosa led after one, 20-13. But Petaluma was right in the middle of a drive. They drove downfield to tie the game at 20-20 early in the fourth quarter or second quarter. Six possessions, six touchdowns. It was 20-20 early in the second quarter. Finally, some defense stood up as Santa Rosa had to punt. Petaluma moved right down the field, had the ball at the one-yard line. They got called for an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty, and then there was some defense.
Fakes the first handoff. Now he's rolling out, and he's got room. Throws to the end zone. Intercepted. Intercepted by Santa Rosa, and they're bringing it up the field, and he's tackled.
So Santa Rosa dodged a bullet there, but Petaluma's defense got tougher as the game went on, and they were actually very good for the rest of the game. They forced Santa Rosa to punt, and then the next two possessions really turned the game around. Petaluma drove down the field, had to try to beat the clock, which they did right before the half.
Takes the snap. Now he's going to throw, and he throws to the end zone, and it's caught for the touchdown!
Hartman to Ryan Sullivan with just 5 seconds to go in the first half. So Petaluma had a halftime lead of 27-20. Petaluma got the ball first to start the third quarter, and of course, they ended up in the end zone.
Hartman under center, takes the snap, hands it to the fullback. No, he keeps it. He goes around left in, he pitches it out, and going untouched into the end zone, number 20, Joey Alioto.
That gave Petaluma a 34-20 lead. Santa Rosa didn't keep it a game. They converted a fourth and one, and then Anderson threw touchdown pass number four.
Anderson drops back, rolls to his right, throws back over the middle, and it's caught for a touchdown. But wait a minute. There is a penalty marker on the field.
The penalty was against Petaluma, so the touchdown stood. 4:30 to go in the third quarter, and Petaluma's lead was down to 34-26, but there was no stopping Petaluma's offense. The next time they got the ball, carried into the fourth quarter, and they scored another touchdown.
Hartman under center, takes the snap, fakes it. Now it's a counter play, and into the end zone is number 20 for the, it is a touchdown, Joey Alioto.
That gave Petaluma a 40-26 lead. The two teams traded touchdowns at the end. Dante Ratto went in from 24 yards out to end the scoring late in the fourth quarter, and Petaluma had a 53-34 win. They go to 1-1 on the season. Santa Rosa drops to 0-2. They lost a tough game to Anley in overtime last week. So Petaluma gets this war club, the annual thing. Santa Rosa had it last year. They won the game. They had to present it back to Petaluma. Once again, the final score was Petaluma 53 and Anley, or Santa Rosa 34. Other scores tonight, Cardinaluma goes to 2-0. They beat Sutter 21-7. Justin Siena defeated Hillsburg 27-0. Justin Siena is now 2-0. Hillsburg going with 2. The good news for Hillsburg, though, they didn't have a football team this year. That was their first home game in 2 years. Results weren't good, but at least they got a team this year. And one of the big rivalries in the area for so many years, Casa Grande against Montgomery. This was a tight game to the fourth quarter. Casa Grande, 20 fourth quarter points. They defeat Montgomery 32-10. Ensenal beat Anley 58-0. Anley drops to 1-1 on the season. Next week, our game is El Cerrito, Rancho Cotati. They're going to be coming in different moods. El Cerrito dropped to 0-2. They lost to Vintage 29-9. Rancho Cotati is ahead of Vanden 48-14 in the fourth quarter, so they will go to 1-1. Next week, El Cerrito at Rancho Cotati. The broadcast time on KSRO is at 6:30, the second game of the week. I'm Joe Pasquini, along with Nick Madison, the gang at the game. Thank you for joining us. Our first high school game of the week. Once again, the final score. Petaluma, a big second half. They pull away from Santa Rosa and win it 53-34.
Consumer goods giant Procter & Gamble just reported its best fiscal sales growth in a decade, even though they cut back on overall ad spending in 2018. Here's what they did. Procter & Gamble nearly tripled its radio ad spend last year and is on a path to become the top radio advertiser this year. The good news is you don't need to be Procter & Gamble to create your own radio success story. Let us show you how. This is Kevin Wadlinger on behalf of our ASMG marketing team. Find us at SonomaMediaGroup.com.
Really?
estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, new construction to rebuilds, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams Realty fits the bill.
My philosophy is twofold. One, my clients come first. Two, I strive to stay ahead of the curve with technology training and local market news and information. I grew up in Marin County, then moved to Sonoma County and raised my four children. When I started my career in 2006, I was fortunate to be mentored by my late friend, Mike Kelly. I've successfully helped hundreds of families in the entire North Bay with their real estate needs. And with my Keller Williams network across the country, I can help with relocations as well.
And now, Allison continues the tradition and hosts the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour every Sunday morning from 9 to 10.
Call me at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
Here's something good for your soul Sunday mornings with the Center for Spiritual Living. Tune in at 8:30 and hear a half-hour message of practical spirituality from Edward Filyun. You'll hear spiritual practices translated into inspirational ideas for everyday living. Spiritual Living with Edward Filyun, Sunday mornings at 8:30. Think of it as spirituality for people who don't like church. That's Spiritual Living with Edward Filyun, brought to you every Sunday morning.